Special note about the internet. Rule. A Nevada hotel maintained an interactive website, on which Californians could get rate information, make reservations, and get driving directions from CA to the hotel. This supported specific jurisdiction in CA over the Nevada hotel. An interactive website can show purposeful availment. Maintaining a passive website, providing only information, in another state, is probably not a relevant contact with CA. Issue. In REM and quasi in REM jurisdiction. Rule. Never tested. Issue. Subject matter jurisdiction. Rule. One basic trial court in CA, the Superior Court. Each of the 58 counties has one Superior Court. Issue. Superior Court. Rule. The Superior Court has general subject matter jurisdiction. Generally, it can hear any civil case. Exception, federal question cases that invoke exclusive federal question jurisdiction, example, bankruptcy, federal securities and antitrust, and patent infringement cases. Unlikely tested. Within the Superior Court, there are different classifications of cases. Limited civil cases, these are civil cases in which the amount in controversy does not exceed $25,000, $25,000 or less. Limited civil cases are governed by statutes that limit pleadings and discovery. Also, cannot get a permanent injunction. Unlimited civil cases, these are civil cases in which the amount in controversy exceeds $25,000. In here, the claimant can recover any amount. Also can get a permanent injunction. Small claims cases, these are heard in a small claims division of the Superior Court. Procedures are simple. Amount of controversy is 0.1. If P is an individual, $7,500 or less, 0.2. If P is an entity, $5,000 or less. Unlikely tested. Issue. Classification and reclassification. Rule. P initially determines what kind of case it is. To determine this, P considers 0.1. The amount of the demand, 0.2. The recovery sought, 0.3. The value of the property, or 0.4. The amount of the lien, that is in controversy. This does not include attorney's fees, interest on the claim, or costs. If P files a limited civil case, P must note the classification in the caption of the complaint. No such requirement in unlimited case. Reclassification. If a case is misclassified or if subsequent events make it clear that the original classification should be changed, the court reclassifies the case. Automatic, if P amends her complaint in a way that changes the classification. Raises or decreases the amount in controversy, the clerk of the court automatically reclassifies the case. On motion, a party can move to reclassify. Or the court can reclassify on its own motion. The court must give notice to all parties and hold a hearing. In determining whether to reclassify, the court cannot consider the merits of the underlying claim. The court can consider materials beyond the pleadings, such as a judicial arbitration award and settlement conference statement. The court may reclassify from unlimited to limited when the judge is convinced that the matter will necessarily result in a verdict of $25,000 or less. Also, the court may reclassify from limited to unlimited when the judge is convinced that there is a possibility the verdict will exceed $25,000. Effect of multiple claims. Consider, whole case, P asserts three unrelated claims against D, one for $12,000, one for $8,000, and one for $6,000. This can be filed as an unlimited civil case. Aggregate the P's claims. If there is one P v. 1 D, P1 asserts a claim of $26,000 against D and P2 asserts a claim of $14,000 against D in the same case. This can be filed as an unlimited civil case. BC P1's claim is unlimited, so the whole case is unlimited. P sues D for $20,000 in a limited civil case. D files a cross-complaint against P for $26,000. The entire case is reclassified as unlimited because the cross-complaint is unlimited, entire case is unlimited. P sues D for $26,000 in an unlimited case. D files a cross-complaint against P for $12,000. The entire case is unlimited. BCP's claim is unlimited. Issue. Venue. Rule. In state court we lay venue in an appropriate county. In federal court, we lay venue in an appropriate federal district. Issue. Local actions. Rule. For local actions, which are cases for the recovery of land, determination of an interest in land, or for injury to land, we lay venue in the county where the land lies. Issue. Transitory action. Rule. If it is not local action, it is transitory action. As a general rule, venue is proper in the county where any D resides when the case is filed. Not all DS. Additional venue in contract cases, venue is also proper in the county where the contract is entered or to be performed. In personal injury cases, venue is proper in the county where injury occurred. If the D is a corporation or other business association, venue is proper in the county where 1. It has its principal place of business, point 2. Where it entered or is to perform a contract, or point 3. Where the breach of contract occurred or liability arises. If all the DS are non-residents of California, venue is proper in any county at all. Issue. Transfer of venue. If the original venue is improper, D can move to transfer to a proper county. This motion should be made with or before point 1. Her answer, point 2. Her demurrer, or point 3. Her motion to strike. If the original venue is proper, a court may, on motion, transfer if 1. There is reason to believe impartial trial cannot be had in the original venue, point 2. Convenience of witnesses and ends of justice would be promoted, or point 3. No judge is qualified to act. In this case, transfer to county which the parties agree. If they do not agree, then the court chooses. Issue. Forum non-convenience. Inconvenient forum. Rule. As in federal court, if there is far more convenient and appropriate court in a different judicial system, the court dismisses or stays the case. By statute in California, state courts may dismiss or stay on motion. By a party or by the court itself. It must find that, in the intent of substantial justice, an action should be heard in a forum outside CA, the court looks at the same sorts of public and private factors as in federal court. CP 7. If the court grants the motion, it may do so on condition, example, that D waives a personal jurisdiction or statute of limitations objection in the other forum. Learning about the case. Issue. Service of process. Rule. Same in federal court. SFC. Basic idea, D must be served with process. Summons and a copy of complaint. Any non-party who is at least 18 years old may serve process. Issue. Methods of service. Rule. Personal service, good anywhere in the state. SFC. Substitute service. Different from federal court. DFC. Can only use substituted service to serve an individual if personal service cannot with reasonable diligence be had. Must try personal service first and only if not possible can use substitute service. Process is properly served if process is left. Point 1. At D's usual abode or mailing address. Point 2. With a competent member of the household who is at least 18. Point 3. That person must be informed of the contents. And point 4. Process must also be mailed by first-class mail, postage prepaid to D, substituted service deemed effective 10 days after the mailing. Corporations and other businesses, deliver process to agent for service of process or to an officer or general manager. These people may be served personally or process left with someone apparently in charge at her office during usual office hours. Waiver by mail, copy of summons and complaint and two copies of notice and acknowledgement. Waiver form. Are mailed to D, with prepaid means of returning it. Works as in federal court with two differences. Point 1. D has 20 days. Instead of 30 days. To return the waiver form. And point 2. Service is deemed complete when the D executes the waiver. Service by publication, only on affidavit from P's attorney that D cannot be served, after demonstrating reasonable diligence to serve D in another way. Unlikely tested. Issue. Rule. Can be made out of state in any manner allowed by California law or by mail, postage prepaid, return receipt requested. If by mail, deemed complete 10 days after the mailing. Issue. Immunity. Rule. California abolished immunity from being served with process for a California state court case. Issue. Subsequent documents. Rule. Can be delivered or mailed. If mailed, add 5 days to time required for response. FC it was 3 days. Issue. Pleadings.rule. Timing and some of the terminology are different from federal court. Issue. Fact pleading.rule. California uses fact pleading instead of notice pleading, which means state courts require more detail in pleadings than federal court. Issue. Frivolous litigation.rule. California has a statute that mirrors federal Rule 11. It worked just like Rule 11, with one exception that the 21 days safe harbor applies not only in motion brought by the party, but also when the court raises the issue on its own. Another CA statute allows the court to order a party or his attorney or both to pay expenses and attorney's fees incurred by another party B.C. of bad faith or purpose of harassing an opposing party. There is no safe harbor here. There must be a motion by party or the court. And opportunity to be heard. Issue. Complaint pleading by P. As in federal court. FC, filing commences the action. Issue. Contents of complaint. Rule. Complaint must allege point 1. Statement of facts constituting the cause of action, stated in ordinary and concise language, which means, ultimate facts, and 2. Demand for judgment for the relief to which the pleader claims to be entitled. 4.1, in FC, claim, not cause of action does not have to allege SMJ. Different from FC, the complaint in a limited civil case must state it is limited. If P seeks damages, generally she must state amount. In FC, she does not have to, unless 1. The case is the personal injury and wrongful death case, or 2. If P claims punitive damages which she cannot state the amount. In a personal injury or wrongful death case, D can find out about actual damages by requesting a statement of damages, which P must provide within 15 days. Under the requirement of fact pleading, P must allege the ultimate facts on each element of each cause of action. Issue. Heightened pleading requirements. Rule. Circumstances constituting fraud must be pleaded with particularity. Example: civil conspiracy, tortious breach of contract, unfair business practices, and product liability claims among multiple DS resulting from exposure to toxins. Issue. Fictitious defendants. DFC. Important. Rule. If P is genuinely unaware of the identity of AD, she may name the D as Doe defendant. She must also allege that she is unaware of the D's true identity and must state the cause of action against the Doe defendant. Naming fictitious DS in federal court is not allowed. No provision for this in federal practice. Fictitious defendants may come up with statute of limitations issues. Most likely testing. Issue. Verified pleadings. Rule. Verified pleadings are signed under penalty of perjury by the party. They are rare, but required, for example, in shareholder derivative suits and for suits against government entities. Verified pleadings can be treated as affidavits. Issue. Defendant's response. Rule. D must respond in an appropriate way within 30 days after service of process is deemed complete. In FC, 21 days. Issue. General demurrer. DFC. Important. Rule. General demurrer can be used to assert some defenses, including failure to state facts sufficient to constitute a cause of action. This is like the federal motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim. The court takes allegations as true and limits its assessment to the complaint. And matters of which it takes judicial notice. If sustained, usually the court will let P try again. General demurrer can raise lack of SMJ instead. These defenses can be raised in the answer as affirmative defenses. Or they could be asserted in a motion for judgment on the pleadings. The demurrer may be aimed at the entire complaint or individual causes of action. A general demurrer is considered a pleading. Issue. Special demurrer. Rule. Special demurrer can be used to assert a great many defenses, including, the complaint is uncertain, ambiguous or unintelligible like the federal motion for more definite statement. Unlikely. The complaint is unclear about which theories of liability are asserted against each of the DS. Lack of legal capacity. Existence of another case between the same parties on the same cause of action. Defect or misjoinder of parties. Failure to plead whether a contract is oral or written. Failure to file a certificate. Required to sue architects, engineers, or land surveyors for professional negligence. The certificate is from the attorney, certifying that she consulted with a professional and there is reasonable cause to file the case instead. These defenses can be raised in the answer as an affirmative defense. Lack of certificate could be raised by motion to strike. If they are not raised by demurrer or answer, they are generally waived. As with the general demurrer, the court treats allegations as true and limits assessment to what is in the complaint and matters of judicial notice. A special demurrer is considered pleading. Special demurrer is not available in limited civil cases. Issue. Terminology. Rule. Motions are either granted or denied. Demurrers are either sustained or overruled. Issue. Motion to quash service of summons. Very important. Rule. Motion to quash service of summons is used to assert following defenses: lack of personal jurisdiction. Super important. Improper process, improper service of process. This motion must be made before or with a demurrer, answer, or a motion to strike, or else D waives these defenses. Have to be different motion. Special appearance. E.g. 1. P sues D. D files an answer in which he asserts the affirmative defense of lack of personal jurisdiction. D has waived the defense of lack of personal jurisdiction because the answer is a general appearance and it waives personal jurisdiction. E.g. 2. P sues D. D files a motion to quash service of summons at the same time as a demurrer, answer, or motion to strike. P may do this at same time. If the court denies the motion to quash, the moving party can only seek appellate review by writ of mandate from the Court of Appeal within 10 days of service of the written notice of entry of the order denying her motion. Issue. Motion to dismiss or stay for inconvenient forum. Forum non-convenience. Rule. Motion to dismiss for inconvenient forum is waived if it is raised after the demurrer or motion to strike. But can use this motion after an answer. Issue. Motion to strike. Rule. Motion to strike is a motion to the court to strike irrelevant, false, or improper matter. A party can file this to strike all or part of a complaint. Same as FC. P files a malpractice case against a professional, but fails to file the required licensed professional certificate. D can attack the complaint with a special demurrer or could move to strike the entire complaint. Anti-slap motion to strike. Important in CA. The legislature has been concerned about strategic lawsuits against public participation. Slap, which are suits brought to chill the valid exercise of free speech and petition. When P sues D for an act D took in furtherance of her free speech right or right to petition the government on a public issue, D can make an anti-slap motion to strike. D must make a showing the P's cause of action arises from protected activity. If D makes that showing, the burden shifts to the P to show the probability of winning on the merits. Because so many anti-slap motion can sue the person who sued her for malicious prosecution. This is called a slapback suit. Issue. Answer. Rule. Answer is D's response to allegation of the complaint and raise of affirmative defenses. Same as FC. Same as FC about responding by point 1. Admit, point 2. Deny, or point 3. Stating lack of information to admit or deny. Same as FC about admission of allegations not denied. General denial is a short document, in which D simply denies each and every allegation of P's complaint. This is permitted if D can do so consistent with rules about frivolous litigation in stating affirmative defenses. D have to state the ultimate facts sufficient to constitute an affirmative defense. If D's answer is insufficient, e.g., B.C. she failed to state ultimate facts sufficient to constitute affirmative defenses, P can file a demurrer to the answer. If P filed a verified complaint, D must file a verified answer. An answer cannot include a demand for recovery against P, example, damages. P needs a cross-complaint. Issue. Timing. Rule. No later than 30 days after service of process is deemed complete. D must ought to avoid default. File an answer or demurrer or one of the motions noted. But a motion to strike does not extend the time in which to answer or demur. If a demurrer or motion fails, D must answer within 10 days after the ruling. Issue. Claims by defendant. Cross-complaint. Rule. As in federal court, D can assert a claim. Point 1. Against the P. An opposing party. Point 2. Against a co-D, or point 3. Against an impleaded third party D. In California state courts, All of these claims are called cross-complaint. In FC, point 1. Counterclaim, point 2. Cross-claim, and point 3. Impleader. The cross-complaint must be a separate document from the answer.issue. Cross-complaint against P. Rule. Like the federal counterclaim, except it is not part of the answer. Separate document. This is to be filed before or at the same time as the answer. It is against an opposing party if the cross-complaint by D against P arises from the same TO as P's cause of action against D. It is compulsory, called compulsory cross-claim. Same as compulsory counterclaim. If the cross-complaint by D against P does not arise from TO as P's cause of action, not compulsory. D may file it in separate action. Same as permissive counterclaim. Any person against whom any cross-complaint is asserted must respond within 30 days. Issue. Cross-complaint against co-party. Rule. Like the federal cross-claim. May be filed any time before the court has set a trial date. It is claim against a co-party, by a defending party. It must arise from the same TO as the underlying dispute. Never compulsory. The party may assert it here as a cross-complaint or may sue in a separate case. Issue. Cross-complaint against third-party defendant. TPD. Rule. Like federal impleader. May be filed any time before the court has set a trial date. A defending party. The third-party plaintiff. May join a non-party. TPD. To the pending case, never compulsory. The party may assert it here as a cross-complaint or may sue in a separate case. The TPD in an impleader cross-complaint may raise defenses that the defending party could have raised against the P difference from the federal. The right to join the TPD is broader in state court. It works not just for indemnity or contribution, but for any claim that the TPD is liable on the underlying case, if it arises from the same TO as the claim against the defending party. Unlikely tested. If the cross-complaint is asserted against who has not yet appeared in the case, it must be served with summons. Just as impleader. Issue. Amending pleadings. Rule. P has a right to amend before D files an answer or demurrer. After demurrer but before hearing on the issue raised by demurrer, a party may also amend once as a matter of course. A little different from FC. Even no right to amend, any party can seek leave to amend any time. Same as FC. Amendment to conform to the evidence is available. SFC. After sustaining a demurrer or granting a motion to strike, the court will usually do so, with leave to amend. This allows P to try again. If the court sustains a demurrer or grants a motion to strike, without leave to amend, P cannot try again. Relation back. Relation back is available to add new claims after the statute of limitations has run, if the new claim relates to the same general facts as originally alleged. SFC. Relation back to change AD after the statute of limitations has run is available if there was a misnomer, P sued the wrong D but the right D knew about it. SFC. Very important. Relation back a fictitious DS, relation back is available if 1. Original complaint was filed before the statute of limitations ran and contained charging allegations against the fictitious DS. Point 2. P was genuinely ignorant of the identity of the DOE DS, and point 3. P pleaded that ignorance in the original complaint. If the P substitutes the true D within 3 years of filing, it relates back. Can avoid the statute of limitations. Very important. Issue. Discovery. Rule. There is no required disclosure in the state court. Different from FC. Issue. Discovery tools. Rule. P must get a court order to take discovery from D within 10 days after D was served with process. Within 20 days to take D's deposition. Discovery tools in CA are point 1. Deposition, point 2. Interrogatories, point 3. Request to produce, point 4. Medical examination, point 5. Request for admission. Issue. Depositions. Rule. Same as FC as to the basics, can depose a party or non-party. But should subpoena a non-party to ensure attendance. Can only depose a person once unless court orders otherwise. Different from FC, no presumptive time limit on deposition unless court orders. In FC, it is one day of 7 hours unless court orders or also in state court there is no presumptive limit on the number of depositions to be taken in the case. In FC, it is no more than 10 unless court orders or parties agrees. Unlikely. Issue. Interrogatories. Rule. Same as FC as to basics, can only be sent to parties. There are form interrogatories approved by the Judicial Council. There is no limit to the number of form interrogatories that can be served on other parties. If a party wishes to draft specific interrogatories to serve on another party, the interrogatories may not contain subparts. The maximum number of drafted interrogatories allowed in an unlimited civil case is 35. Can serve more with a declaration supporting the need for more. Then the responding party can seek a protective order. Issue. Requests to produce. Inspection demand. Rule. Like requests to produce in FC. There is no statutory limit on how many of these can be served without court permission in an unlimited case. In FC, these can be used to get information from a non-party if accompanied by subpoena. However, in California, statute does not expressly permit a party to use these to get information from a non-party. But it is possible to get discovery of things from a non-party by take his deposition and serve him with a subpoena. Duces tecum. Issue. Medical examination. Rule. Same as in FC, must get a court order. Except in state court, D has a right to demand one physical examination of P if the case is in personal injury case. In California, if it is a physical exam, the lawyer for that person has the right to attend the examination. If it is a mental exam, the lawyer can attend only if there is a court order allowing it. Issue. Request for admission. Rule. Same as in FC. The maximum number of requests for admission that can be served on a party in an unlimited civil case is same as interrogatories. But there is no limit on the number of requests to admit the genuineness of document. Issue. Discovery in limited civil cases. Rule. There are strict limits on use of discovery devices. A party can take only one deposition. Each party can propound to another party. Point 1. Interrogatories. Point 2. Inspection demands, and point 3. Requests for admission, a combined total of 3. The parties can get additional discovery only with a court order. Issue. Supplemental discovery. Rule. Supplemental discovery is allowed only in unlimited civil cases. Unlike in FC, in CA courts, there is no duty to supplement discovery responses, as long as the information given was accurate and complete when given. Instead, the requesting party can propound a supplemental interrogatory, which elicit later acquired information bearing on answers previously made. Also, she can propound a supplemental demand for inspection, which demand inspection of later acquired or later discovered documents or things. A party can propound a supplemental interrogatory or request for production twice before the trial date is set and once after that. Issue. Scope of discovery. Rule. As a general rule, a party can discover anything relevant to the subject matter involved in the pending action. Slightly broader than the federal standard. Relevant to a claim or defense. But unable to define the difference. Relevant includes material that is reasonably calculated to lead to the discovery of admissible evidence. SFC. Privileged matter is not discoverable. SFC. When a discovery request would intrude on privileged matter. E.g., confidential communication between attorney and client, the responding party must object with particularity. SFC. The California Constitution recognizes a right of privacy, which can be claimed to limit discovery. Though it is not absolute. A court determines whether to allow discovery by balancing the need for information against the need for privacy. In FC, work product can be generated by the party or any representative of party, not just by attorneys. But in California courts, it must be generated by an attorney or her agent. A party can only get discovery of work product if the court determines that denial of discovery will unfairly prejudice the party seeking discovery or will result in injustice. But a writing that reflects an attorney's impressions, conclusions, opinions, or legal research is never discoverable. Any party may request the simultaneous exchange of expert witness information. Requires each party to exchange a list of point 1. Experts she expects to offer at trial, point 2. A declaration of the nature and substance of testimony, and 3. The expert's qualifications. The demand can include a request for 4. Reports by the expert. A party may then take a deposition of the expert, pursuant to deposition procedures. If a party does not exchange their information, the court may exclude its expert from testifying. There is no discovery of consulting experts. Those who will not testify at trial. Issue. Enforcement of discovery rules. Rule. Generally, parties must meet and confer to work out problems before seeking court orders. A party failing to do so is subject to monetary sanction of expenses, including attorney's fees, incurred by the other party as a result of the failure to meet and confer. If there is a total failure to respond by the one party, the other party does not have to meet and confer, and can seek sanctions right away. California law prohibits misuse of discovery, e.g., not playing by the rules, making unjustified objections, abusive motions, failing to confer, refusal to respond, etc. By statute, a court may sanction any person, including parties and attorneys, guilty of misusing the discovery process. The person to be sanctioned must be given notice and a chance to be heard. Sanction include 1. Monetary sanction. Expenses and attorney's fees incurred by other party B.C. of misuse, point 2. Establishment order, point 3. Refusal to allow party to support its position with evidence at trial, point 4. Striking pleadings, point 5. Entering default judgment. The court will usually start with monetary sanctions and move through the hierarchy as warranted. The court has broad discretion in selecting the appropriate sanction. The court will look, among other things, to whether the abuse is willful. When a party seeks sanctions for discovery abuse, she must indicate the type of sanction sought in the motion. A party may seek a protective order to protect against unwarranted annoyance, embarrassment, oppression, burden of expense. Complex cases, joining parties. Issue. Proper PS and DS. Rule. Who may be joined is basically same as in FC. CP 17. Issue. Necessary and indispensable parties. Rule. Who must be joined is like federal practice. So point 1. Determine if absentee is necessary. Point 2. If so, join her. Point 3. If she cannot be joined, decide whether to proceed without her or to dismiss. CP 17. Issue. Impleader. Rule. This is a cross-complaint in state practice. Issue. Intervention. Unlikely. Rule. Identical to federal practice for intervention of right. Similar to federal practice for permissive intervention, but statute requires the applicant have an interest in the matter in litigation or in the success of the parties. Permissive intervention in California courts is available if the applicant's interest is directed and immediate, as opposed to indirect and consequential. Issue. Interpleader. Never tested. Rule. Procedurally the same as in federal practice. In federal practice, it is clear that the person instituting interpleader may claim that she owns the property interpleaded. It is not clear in CA whether that is okay. Maybe the stakeholder can interplead only if she does not claim to own the property. Issue. The class action. Very important. Rule. In California, to a person to bring a class action, she must show 1. An ascertainable class and point 2. A well-defined community of interest. In considering whether there is a well-defined community of interest, the court will consider point 1. Common question predominate. 2. The representative is adequate, and point 3. The class will result in substantial benefit to the parties and the court. There is no separate type of class in a class action in California court. In FC, there is 3 types. Individual notice is not required. Notice can be by publication. If federal court, the cost of notice is borne by the class representative. In CA state court, the court decides who will pay for this notice. Could be rep, could be D, and could be split. All class members who do not opt out are bound by the class judgment. Opt out may be allowed by the court. Judges complete discretion. California does not require the court to appoint class counsel. Settlement or dismissal must be approved by the court. SFC. To determining amount in controversy, just aggregate the class claims. E.g. A class has 26,000 members, each of whom has been harmed $1. It is $26,000 and will be classified unlimited civil case. Adjudication. Issue. Pre-trial adjudication voluntary dismissal. Rule. P can move to dismiss any time before trial actually commences. The decision is for the court to make. The court also decides such a dismissal is with or without prejudice. If P moves for voluntary dismissal after trial starts, it may be granted only with prejudice, unless the parties stipulate otherwise or the court finds good cause to dismiss without prejudice. Issue. Involuntary dismissal. Rule. All courts. Federal and state. Have authority to dismiss for point 1. Failure to prosecute, point 2. Failure to abide by court orders or rule and, point 3. Of course, for the various reasons that can be raised by demurrer, motions to quash or dismiss, etc. California state courts have discretion to dismiss if the case has not been brought to trial or D has not been served with process. Within 2 years after filing. Mandatory dismissal, in California state courts, case must be dismissed if 1. Not brought to trial within 5 years of filing or point 2. Process is not served within 3 years of filing. Very important. Issue. Default and default judgment. Unlikely. Rule. D fails to respond to the complaint within 30 days of the effective date of service of process to her. The procedure is very similar to that in federal court, with these differences. D must be given notice of the application for entry of default. Default judgment can be entered by the clerk without a judge's involvement if point 1. D made no response at all, point 2. The claim is on a contract or judgment, point 3. The claim is for a sum certain in money, point 4. D was not served by publication, and point 6. P provides an affidavit stating relevant facts. But if any of those is not true, the claimant must go to the court. The judge, not the clerk. For the judgment. The judge will hold a hearing and may enter judgment. Default judgment cannot exceed what the claimant demanded in her complaint or be a different kind of relief. This is different from a case that goes to trial, in which the claimant can recover more. And a different kind of relief. Then she put in her complaint. D may move to set aside default or default judgment and for leave to defend the action if service of process did not result in actual notice of the suit to D within the time to respond. Notice of motion must be accompanied by an affidavit attesting the lack of notice was not the result of trying to avoid notice or of inexcusable neglect. Motion must be filed within reasonable time, not to exceed the earlier of these, 6 months after service of written notice of default or default judgment or 2 years after entry of default judgment. Issue. Failure to plead facts constituting a cause of action. Rule. Instead of Rule 12.B.6, in state court, D usually raise this in a general demurrer. Issue. Motion for summary judgment. Rule. The standard is SFC.CP22. E.g. The elements for P's cause of action are A, B, and C. After discovery, D moves for summary judgment and shows that P has no evidence to support element B. If P does not proffer evidence of element B, the court may enter summary judgment for the D. Issue. Case management and alternative dispute resolution. Rule. Unlikely. Issue. Trial judgment and post-trial motions recovery. Rule. P claims damages of $100,000 in her complaint. This does not limit the amount she can recover if the case goes to trial. She can recover whatever the evidence supports. Issue. Jury trial. Rule. The California Constitution grants right to jury trial, largely along the same law equity split as the Seventh Amendment. Some matters are handled differently from FC, though. A party gets a jury to determine issues of fact relating to causes of action at law, not equity. If case involves both law and equity, jury determines the facts on the law cause of action and judge determines the facts on the equity cause of action. But, unlike FC, here with the facts on the equity cause of action tried first. P's complaint states an equity cause of action, for an injunction against future trespass, and also seeks incidental damages for past trespass. In FC, there is a right to have a jury determine the facts relating to damages. However, in California, there would be no jury at all because here the law claim is merely incidental to the equity claim. Whole suit is treated as equity claim. Issue. Requirement of demand. Rule. A party must announce her demand for jury at the time the case is set for trial or within 5 days after notice of the settling of trial. Usually, this demand is made in the case management statement filed before the case management conference. Failure to make this demand constitutes waiver. Issue. Number of jurors. Rule. In state court, there are 12 jurors in civil cases, unless the parties agree in open court to a lesser number. If a juror is excused for illness or other reason, an alternate juror takes her place. DFC. If there is no alternate, trial continues unless a party objects. Issue. Selection. Rule. In the voir dire process, each party is entitled to 6 peremptory challenges and unlimited challenges for cause. Peremptory challenges may not be used on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, sexual orientation, or similar grounds. This is broader than FC. CP 23. Issue. Verdict. Rule. In FC, the jury verdict must be unanimous unless the parties agree otherwise. In state court, a party needs 3-4.912. Of the jurors. Issue. Rule. In FC, motion for judgment as a matter of law, standard, reasonable people could not disagree as to the result. In state court, parties can move for this only at the close of all evidence. If D moves for this at the close of P's opening statement or at the close of P's evidence, it is often called a motion for non-suit. Issue. Motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict. JNOV. Rule. In FC, renewed motion for judgment as a matter of law, here, the jury returned a verdict and the court entered judgment on the basis of that verdict. Now the losing party makes this motion. If granted, judgment is taken away from the trial winner and entered for the trial loser. SFC. Standard, same as directed verdict. So, the court is saying the jury reached a conclusion reasonable people could not have reached. SFC. Timing, must file notice of intention to move either before entry of judgment or the earlier of these, 15 days of mailing or service of notice of entry of judgment or 180 days after entry of judgment. Difference from FC, party making the motion is not required to make motion for directed verdict at trial. Issue. Motion for a new trial. Rule. Timing, must file notice of intention to move either before entry of judgment or the earlier of these, 15 days of mailing or service of notice of entry of judgment or 180 days after entry of judgment. Bases, same as in FC. Something convinces the court that the party should retry the case. Proper only if the court concludes that the error complained of has resulted in a miscarriage of justice. One ground for new trial is excessive or inadequate damages. If the damages figure shock the conscience, there is a ground for ordering new trial. To avoid a new trial, the court might order remittitor or additor remittitor. In a case in which P suffered minor damage, the jury awarded $100,000. The court concludes that the damages figure shocks the conscience. It can order new trial or offer remittitor. This gives P the choice of taking a lesser figure which the court sets. Or else have to go through new trial. Remittitor is available both in state and federal court. The court must give the P the choice. Cannot simply lower the figure. Additor, in a case in which P suffered very serious harm, the jury awarded $30,000. The court concludes that the damages figure shocks the conscience. It can order new trial or additor. This gives D the choice of paying a greater amount in damages which the court sets. Or else having to go through new trial. This is okay in state. But it is unconstitutional in FC. Additor violates 7th Amendment but 7th is not incorporated to state court. Issue. Motion to set aside judgment. Rule. Unlikely appellate review. Issue. Appellate review. Rule. Basic idea, in an unlimited case, we appeal from the Superior Court to the California Court of Appeal. Appeal is to the district of the Court of Appeal to which the county is assigned timing. Generally, the notice of appeal must be filed in the trial court within 60 days after service of the notice of entry of judgment or 180 days after entry of judgment if no notice is served. Judgments in limited civil cases and small claims matters are appealed to the appellate department of the Superior Court. Unlikely. Issue. Final judgment rule. Rule. Like FC, California follows the final judgment rule. So, generally, one cannot appeal until the merits of the entire action are resolved. EGP sues D1 and D2. The trial court enters summary judgment in favor of P against D2. That would not be a final judgment in federal court because the claim by P against D1 is still pending. In state court, however, a judgment as to one of several parties is automatically considered a final judgment and can be appealed. EG2, court sustains D's demurrer, without leave to amend. That order is not appealable. Rather, it is the final judgment of dismissal that results from that order that is appealable under the general rule. Issue. Interlocutory.non-final. Review.rule. By statute, these orders are appealable. Point 1. Granting a motion to quash service of summons, point 2. Granting a dismissal or stay or a case for forum non-convenience. 3. Granting new trial, point 4. Denying a motion for JNOV, point 5. Denying but not granting. Certification of an entire class action, point 6. Granting, dissolving, or refusing to grant or dissolve an injunction, point 7. Direction party or attorney to pay monetary sanctions of over $5,000. Unlikely. Collateral order rule, court of appeal may hear appeal on point 1. An issue collateral to the merits of the case point 2. That the trial court has decided finally, if point 3. It directs payment of money or performance of an act. Extraordinary writ, if an order is not otherwise appealable the aggrieved party may seek a writ of mandate. To compel a lower court to do something the law requires. Or prohibition. To stop a lower court from doing something the law does not allow. This is not technically an appeal. This is a new proceeding in appellate court. This writ is issued by a court to an inferior court. Such a writ is extraordinary, not routine. They are rarely proper for discovery orders. Party seeking writ must demonstrate point 1. That she will suffer irreparable harm if the writ is not issued. I.e., lower court result is unusually harsh or unfair. Point 2. The normal route of appeal from final judgment is inadequate. Point 3. She has a beneficial interest in the outcome of the writ proceeding. From a denial of a motion to quash service of summons, extraordinary writ is the only way to seek review by an appellate court. Very, very likely. Preclusion. Issue. Preclusion. Rule. Basic idea, whenever there has been an earlier case, the issues of preclusive effect of a prior judgment on the merits arise. The question is whether a judgment already entered. Case 1. Precludes litigation of any matters in another case. Case 2. If case 2 is in a different court system. E.g., federal or state. From case 1, the system's law applies regarding claim and issue preclusion is the system that decided case 1. So, case 1 is in federal court, where judgment is entered and case 2 is in California state court, the state court judge uses federal law because the federal court decided the case 1. If the judgment in case 1 has been appealed or the time for appealing has not yet expired, that judgment is entitled to claim or issue preclusion effect in federal law. Not in California law. Claim and issue preclusion are affirmative defenses, so D should raise them in her answer. On the bar, the issue often presented through motion for summary judgment. Issue. Claim preclusion. Res judicata. E.g. 1, case 1, P sues D for personal injuries sustained in an auto collision. A valid final judgment on the merits is entered. Case 2, P files a second suit against D, seeking recovery for property damages for the same crash. Should the court enter summary judgment for D in case 2 under residential judicata? E.g. 2, P and D are parties to a contract under which D is required to make monthly payments. When P files case 1, D has failed to make 6 such payments. Under federal and California law, are there 6 separate claims here or only one claim or cause of action? Rule. Answer pattern. The doctrine of residential judicata holds that once a final judgment on the merits has been rendered on a particular cause of action, the P is barred by residential judicata from trying same cause of action in a later lawsuit. However, residential judicata applies only when the parties to the earlier suit were identical. In this case, claim preclusion or residential judicata stand for the proposition that a party only gets to sue on a cause of action or claim once. Residential judicata applies if point 1. Case 1 and case 2 were brought by the same claimant against the same D, point 2. Case 1 ended in a valid final judgment on the merits, and point 3. Case 1 and Case 2 asserted the same cause of action or claim. 4. 1. Not just same parties, but same guy suing the same guy in both cases. 4. 2. As a general rule, when the court entered the judgment, any judgment is, on the merits, unless it was based on jurisdiction, venue, or indispensable party, or the court states otherwise. E.g., A. The default judgment is, on the merits. B. A judgment based upon discovery abuse is, on the merits, in both federal and California. 4.3. Federal law. Claim means transaction or occurrence. California law. A party get one cause of action for each right invaded. So, if a single accident caused both personal injuries and property damages, there would be two causes of action. One for the body and one for the property. This theory is called primary rights theory, e.g. 1.1. Both cases were brought by the same claimant against the same defendant. 2. Case 1 ended in valid final judgment on merits. 3. In federal law, both cases involve the same claim because both cases involve the same TO. Therefore, the court must dismiss the second case under residential judicata. In California, both cases do not involve the same cause of action because the two cases involve different primary rights. E.g. 2, there is one. The claim or cause of action consists of all breaches up to the time of filing. Federal and CA same. Issue. Issue preclusion. Collateral estoppel. E.g. X, driving Y's car, is involved in a collision with Z. Assume Y is vicariously liable for X's acts. Case 1. Z sues X, X wins, based on a finding that Z was negligent, which caused the wreck. The court enters final judgment for X. Case 2, Z sues Y. Can Y assert issue preclusion as to the finding of Z's negligence? E.g. 2, same facts, except Case 2 is brought by Y against Z. She sues to impose upon Z liability for damage to her car from the wreck. Rule. Issue preclusion or collateral estoppel precludes relitigation of a particular issue litigated and determined before. That issue is deemed established in case 2, so it cannot be relitigated. Collateral estoppel is applicable if 1. Case 1 ended in a valid, final judgment on the merits. 2. The same issue was actually litigated and determined in case 1. 3. The issue was essential to the judgment in case 1. 4.2. A party must have had a litigation in case 1. Cannot get collateral estoppel by default judgment. 3. Means, without this issue, the judgment in case 1 would have been different. Collateral estoppel is applicable only against one who was a party to case 1. This is required by due process. Both in federal and state courts, collateral estoppel can be asserted by in traditional view. Mutuality, collateral estoppel can be asserted only by one who was a party to case 1. This is not required by due process, and some courts have rejected it to allow non-mutual assertion of issue preclusion. So, non-mutual means it is being used by one who was not a party in case 1. That person may be the D or the P in case 2. In modern view, non-mutual defensive issue preclusion, one who was not a party in case 1 but who is D in case 2 can assert collateral estoppel in both federal and California court. E.g. 1. Case 1 ended in a valid final judgment on the merits. 2. The same issue litigated and determined in case 1, Z's negligence. 3. That issue was essential to the judgment in case 1, it is YZ1. 4. Issue preclusion is being asserted against one who was a party to case 1, it is against Z. 5. But it is being asserted by someone who was not party to case 1, Y. Under mutuality rule, could not be done. But in modern view, it is okay. Non-mutual offensive issue preclusion, one who was not a party in case 1 but who is P in case 2, cannot assert collateral estoppel in most courts. However, it may be available in both federal and California court if it is not unfair. Courts considers following factors. 1. D had a full and fair opportunity to litigate in case 1. 2. D could foresee multiple suit. 3. P could not have joined easily in case 1, and 4. There are no inconsistent judgments on record. E.g. 2, 1. To 4. As above, the first four requirements are all met. 4.5, because issue preclusion is asserted non-mutually. And here, the person asserting it is AP. Under the mutuality rule, could not be done. Most courts today probably say no. Issue. Collateral estoppel. Answer pattern. Rule. The doctrine of collateral estoppel bars relitigation of issues decided in an earlier lawsuit. First, in order for collateral estoppel to apply, the party against which it is asserted must have been a party in the earlier lawsuit. In this case. Second, the issues of fact must have been actually litigated. In this case. Third, the issues of fact must be essential to the judgment. In this case. It should be noted that mutuality will not be required by most courts, including California. Issue. Focus on issues for the bar. Rule. Personal jurisdiction. Federal subject matter jurisdiction. Defendants' responses. Defendants' claims. The different pleading theories. The class action trial and motions preclusion. Especially collateral estoppel.